Coulon Sailing Club in the heart of County Clare has just opened a new state-of-the-art clubhouse. It's on a lakeside location in a forest near Tulla. Here, the sailing is on dinghies on Lake Killan, and it's a vibrant club. Commodore Jim O'Sullivan showed me around the new clubhouse.
We have we're spoiled rotten. We've moved from a small porta cabin that was 20 foot by 8 foot and falling apart in holes in the floor and holes in the ceiling to being lucky enough to get funding with Sports Capital and Leader to build a state-of-the-art new training centre, or new sailing centre.
You've only opened a couple of months ago?
We opened in April, yeah, we opened in April this year. So just before the May Bank Holiday weekend, we came down and just got the Tulla Pipe Band, came down and did an opening ceremony, and we got the place blessed and the boats were blessed, and we were blessed with the weather, and we were blessed that we could come down and have it.
Are we going to take a look around?
Sure, yeah. So I suppose as you're coming in, what you can see is the compound of the yard where we have all the boats. We have two old containers here that we store the safety boats in. We have a little store, and the store just where we can work, and we can do a small bit on the boats.
But everything is brand new, state of the art. Oh,
everything is brand new, yes. Yeah. When we finished up with the porta cabin, we just folded it over. It just fell into a little piece, and they took it away in a skip. So everything is brand new. So I'll lead you in here to the... We have a training classroom that looks out onto the lake. So we have... just started to get up and running. We have a lovely view now out onto the lake, so people will come down, and even if they're not sailing, they can come down, have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and look out and see what is there. So,
how many members do you have?
We have about 50 adult members, and then with that, we have a lot of kids, so anyone who's family members, things like that, if they have children, they're not really included, but they come down and they sail and they go out on the water.
Up here in the wall, you've Coulon Sailing Club over the years. Just if a whole lot of photographs, talk me through here.
Okay, so, well, the first one is Coulon House. So Coulon House is just, it's Coulon Lake. So, it's Coulon. I suppose the pronunciation is Coulon for the locals. I'm not originally local, but it's Coulon House. So it's an old period house that was built there. So we're on the same grounds as that. And we set up, the sailing club set up in 1979. They set up inside Ennis, and they were looking for different places around. They finally settled. They sailed in Shannon, they sailed in Killaloe, they sailed in a few different places. This was the best location that they could find. So in 1979, PG, our president, Paddy Hillary, came down and opened
local
up.
Man?
He is, well, I suppose he's local. He's the other side of Ennis. He's West Clare and we're East Clare.
So you have a photograph here of the blessing of the club with Paddy Hillary. Then down through the years, all the different kids with the different generations of clothes, fashions, anti-fashions, yeah, life even, jackets.
Not even wetsuits. If you look at some of the years there, they don't have any wetsuits. They do have the, I suppose they do have the buoyancy aids, and as you said, the challenges sort of growing every year. So we're getting busier and busier. But if you look, some of the pictures that are here, some of the kids that were growing up, their children now are coming back and they're learning to sail.
What do you do with them now during the summer? What kind of courses do you run here?
We run the ISA accredited sailing course, so it's a 2-week summer camp, and we have...
So you can do your level sailing. 1, 2, 3...
Yeah, so we do level 1, 2, and 3. Level 4 is the kites and wires, so we find it hard to get an instructor because you have to get an ISA instructor. We find it hard to get an ISA instructor because we just run 4 weeks.
Now, the funding to do something like this, it doesn't happen overnight. How long did it take?
I suppose it realistically took 4 to 5 years in terms of when we designed the plan, when we started saving money, and before we even went to any of the organisations looking for funding, we had the plans drawn up. So we had paid money for the plans to get drawn up, and we started small, but we realised that the first time we sent it out to tender that it was too expensive, so we had to change the size of the building and change the sort of layout on it a small bit. But one of the things that makes it so impressive is one of the things we were given out about in the start. The planning permission said we had to be 1.2 metres above water level, or above the highest sort of water level. So when you come in now, the building is 1.2, 1.4 metres above it, but it looks very towering above. It looks to be towering above. everything else.
Other restrictions, obviously, because I see here you've got a full water treatment plant for your wastewater.
Yes, so we can't take any, all of the water that's here is collected off the roof, so we don't have, we can't put anything back onto the lake and we can't take anything off the lake. So everything that we have is harvested through the rainwater on the roof.
Because of Oma's unique for sailing clubs, you're in the middle of a forest, really.
Yes, we are. We're situated, I suppose, in East Clare, between Kilkishan and Tulla, and we bought the site off Quilcha in 1979, so we have a right of way to come through the forest down to where we are. The forest is harvested there a couple of years ago, so the trees are only starting to grow back up again. But we're unique, I suppose, where we are. We have a few regattas, and we get a lot of visitors coming to them. And even before we had the building, we had the GP14 Munster Championship, but it was boats from all over Ireland came for that. But we have our own September regatta where we get boats from Cork and Kerry and, I wouldn't say Donegal, but East Down, Strangford, Lough and up around there, they all come down. So September is our busy period.
Coolon is 40 years on the go. Back in 1989, for the 10th anniversary, Tom McSweeney visited the club for RTÉ Sports. Here's some of his report from back then.
Lake sailing in the heart of County Clare, where the Coolon Club is found inside a forest, keeping sailing alive by all-in handicap racing in a variety of different dinghies. But is it difficult to keep sailing going in the Banner County?
There isn't a strong tradition of sailing, though, at all. I mean, I don't come from any kind of a sailing background, and I just sort of, by chance, came on the club, and I've been involved for the last 8 years. But there isn't a strong tradition at all, so it's sort of a thing that you're gradually building up over the years. There's a lot of sailing clubs in the area, so, I mean, that's a good thing because it means there's participation from other clubs. We get visiting boats coming from Killaloo and Loughrea, you know, they're the dinghy clubs around. And from that point of view, it's growing slowly, you know, and that's one of the aims of the club, to try and encourage sailing, to try and get new people into sailing.
We've concentrated on encouraging newcomers to join the club because this has been a need in this area. There's a tremendous uptake of our junior sailing program, which we have every summer, and also our adult sailing program, which we have in May each year.
Now, one of the people you heard speaking to Tom there all of 30 years ago was Margaret Hines. She was there again when I visited Coolon this month.
My name is Margaret Hines, and I've been a member of the club for the last 39 years. So I have served on the committee at various roles, from Commodore to Secretary to Social Secretary. And as somebody recently said, I've never stepped too far from the committee. I'm pretty much always involved, very, very involved in the club.
You've taken a huge leap forward this year. You have this fantastic new clubhouse.
Yeah, and we had a subcommittee that was organising the new clubhouse, and they did Trojan work. First of all, sourcing an architect and engineers and builders to build the clubhouse, and there was a lot of issues because the water table, we had to raise the clubhouse, you know, very high. We have to have it acceptable for those that are you know, physically impaired, and we're very mindful of the environment. You know, I think sailing is a very environmentally friendly sport. We're very mindful of the environment. We're very careful about any, you know, refuse we have and collecting it, and you know, recycling everything, and you know making the young people that are doing our courses very aware of all that.
Tell me something about your club. Where do you get your membership from?
The membership is coming from the Ennis Limerick area, Ennis Limerick Shannon area. I often think it's the best kept secret in County Clare, insofar as a lot of people don't know about it. People as nearby as 6 Mile Bridge don't know that the club exists. We're in a non-traditional sailing area. My own background was I did a Lanns course, and then I discovered this club, and it's a fantastic amenity. We cater for young and old alike. We run adult courses. We've done so for the last month. In May and June, we've run adult courses on a Tuesday evening, and in July and August, we'll be running summer camps for young people from the age of 10 to 18.
And even though you're here in the middle of a forest, you're an ISA club.
Oh yes, we're an ISA recognised training centre for many years, and we're very proud that a lot of our junior members have gone on to become advanced instructors, senior instructors, and they have represented our club all over not alone all over Ireland in various clubs, but all over the world. There's a lot of them in America as I speak, teaching. They've taught in France, and we're very proud of them.
I've already had a tour around inside the club. What do you have out here now? We've got quite a big boat park.
Yeah, we've quite a large boat park. We have an area here that's designated for wheelchair access, and we have two big containers for our rescue craft and our buoys, and we have a slipway that has been the original slipway of the club, and we launch the boats from there. We have five Omegas as club boats. We also have a topper and
they're
a laser.
Omegas, what, three or four people?
Topaz Omegas. They can actually fit up to four people very comfortably, and we use those for training in the summer.
You've got lasers.
A laser.
Wayfarers.
Yeah, we've lots of Wayfarers. We have Enterprises. We have GP14s, and we have mixed fleet sailing. And Thursday night is our sailing night, and we, you know, generally have a mixed fleet out.
This is your own boat here?
Yeah, this is my own boat. This is my boat, my Wayfarer. It's a Mark IV, which is the newer Wayfarers. And
So it's plastic.
It's plastic.
Well, what we call plastic.
It's what we call plastic. And it's a very good boat. I'm very pleased with it. And this year is a very exciting year for the Wayfarers, because the international Wayfarer internationals are being held in Greystones, County Wicklow. And I was up there at their own regatta last weekend, and they had a training day on Saturday, and we have 65 boats entered from all over the world. And two of our club members here are lending boats to visitors coming from Canada. So we're very proud of that.
And tell me about the lake. How big is it? How deep is it? If a laser turns turtle, kind of doesn't get stuck in the bottom, does it?
Well, the lake is actually, the area around is a bog, so there's actually 60-foot holes in this lake, and then there's shallows as well, and there's lots of rocks. So you could
unmarked.
We have some buoys at the entrance here and in front of the clubhouse. You can't sail right in front of the clubhouse because it's a shelf of rock. We have it marked. There's a little island down the lake. If you come down later on in the rescue boat, you can see that. And there's what's called Bird Island, where lots of birds hatches. There's actually five lakes interlinked together. So from this lake, if you cut a hole through the rushes and reeds, you can actually get into the next lake.
You must be expecting to go from strength to strength here now with your beautiful new clubhouse.
Well, we are, because, you know, previously we just had a prefab for the last 35 years, almost 40 years we've had a prefab. We now have a proper structure building with electricity and running water, so that's a major incentive. And, you know, nowadays people, you know, want all the amenities and facilities, and we have a very nice general area. But, we're very lucky. We have a very family welcoming club. We have a club where everybody rolls in together, and we provide refreshments, and we've had lots and lots of good things. And Santa calls here every year, gives presents to all the little children. Here I was in the middle of the lake in a red boat.
I then met some of the club members as they got ready for their evening sailing and heard about their boats.
My name is Billy O'Mahony Fergal, and I've been a member here in Clon for about 6 years now.
You're getting your boat ready. What is she?
This is a GP14. So, which is a very old, or quite an old design of a boat, a two-man boat, two-hander boat. Nice and stable.
Perfect for this lake, I'd imagine.
Perfect for this lake. Obviously, they're still in use all the time. We had almost 20 of these boats on the lake 2 months ago, racing for Munster Championships, which is great.
Yeah, so they are popular in many parts of the country still.
Yeah.
It's GRP hull, but here on this, you've got a wooden deck.
Wooden deck, yeah. Look great. A little bit of maintenance involved, so you have to. Gives you something to do during winter.
Kevin Ryan. I live in Limerick, and I'm a member of the sailing club here in Cullen for about 20 years.
You've come a long way in 20 years.
Oh, we have, yeah. The club was smaller then, and from the building you can see behind you, there's a new building here. We've been using prefabs for the last 20 or 30 years since we're here.
How did you get on with the prefabs?
They'd last a good while now, but it's the winter weather wouldn't be good on them. Yeah. And we'd always just keep repairing them till you have to get another one. But that's why we decided to go for a permanent structure. It's something then for the people here, for the next generations.
You'd have to imagine this club is going to take off even more now with the facility you've got.
Well, we hope so, yes.
What do you sail yourself?
It's called an Enterprise, you know. It's what, two-person dinghy.
Yeah, it's a big enough dinghy.
Oh, it is, yeah, but a bit wide out there now. Today you'd be you're getting really tossed around.
Yeah, you'd still struggle, though, to capsize an Enterprise.
No, yeah. You'd be surprised now. It's strong. The lake can get very gusty at times, the way it's shaped. And you can get good gusts in the lake. And you can get caught out.
I'd say you'll survive though, will you?
Oh, yeah. There's no problem. It's what we do in training.
Yeah, what's typically your weather here? Not tonight. It's very windy. What do you get typically?
We get every sort of weather from... now tonight is a nice night. It's windy, but it's fine. But in the summertime, you'd be up here, there'd be no wind, and the next week you'd have no racing because there'd be too much wind. You know? So it just goes on.
It's kind of typical of sailing in Ireland, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. A lake now is easier to, I think, on the sea than on the lake, you know, for sailing. It could be calm 1 minute, and the wind could just come up out of nowhere. While with the sea, you can probably see the wind coming better.
Yeah, I'm Brian Park, a member of Cullen Sailing Club in Kilkishan in County Clare.
How long have you been a member here?
25 years I'm a member here.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot of changes, we really have, and this whole new clubhouse now and compound is a great development. Very recent, just opened up a few weeks ago.
That's right,
so,
yeah.
So great progress.
What has the club been like over the years? Have you had ups and downs, or has it... It sounds like a very good community club.
I think we've done very well. We've always found a little difficulty getting new members because it's quite a way to get here from town, be it Limerick or Ennis. That's been one of the issues. And also we do a lot of training, junior training and adult training, but that hasn't always... It's created great revenue. It's done very well, and that's what... But it hasn't pulled in as many people as we would have hoped as members of the club. So that's a little bit of a difficult one. We get people coming, they do the training, they love it, they're very enthusiastic, but then that we mightn't see so much of them again, you know.
You're going sailing tonight. This that's is right. Your boat here, an Enterprise.
Right. Right.
Two-man dinghy.
That's right, exactly.
Comfortably two-man. Tell me about it.
Well, it's about 200 pounds. It was a Jack Holt designed boat. I think back in the early 1960s it was designed. It was designed before the GP14, and they for years was really the class, the Enterprise's GP14s, and then eventually the fiberglass boats like the 420s and 470s came along. But so this boat is quite old.
She's completely made of wood?
Yeah, absolutely, a marine ply, and also wood as well, timbers as well.
And just from the cut of her jib, you obviously do an awful lot of maintenance because there isn't a scratch on the varnish.
Yeah, well, it usually gets a coat of varnish, absolutely. And it's fine if you get it in time. If you don't get it in time, the water gets underneath and it all lifts off and it looks a mess. And it's obvious then you've got an extra layer or one layer less. So, yeah, so there. Yeah.
How much time do you spend working on the boat every year, would you say?
I have a garage at home and I take everything out of the garage and move this in for a few weeks.
So it's stored indoors. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make a difference. And even when it's outside, I have it covered, like with three covers I have. So it's absolutely covered. Yeah. And but it's very important to keep the boat dry, particularly with the wooden boats.
A thanks to everybody in Cullen Sailing Club and the best of luck with their new facilities. Songs of the Sea, or sea shanties as they're known, have been around since the 16th century. Traditionally affiliated with British, Australian, American or even Polish sailors, the sea shanty was not hugely associated with the Irish seafarer, particularly post-British rule. But the songs are rhythmic, hypnotic and timeless, and the sea shanty is growing in popularity once more. One group from Cove who are keeping the tradition alive call themselves the Mallgoggers, and they play at some of the many sea shanty festivals now popping up all over the world. Noel Sweeney caught up with the group, who played to a packed Nanonagle place at the recent Sea Fest in Cork, and he got a sea shanty history from group members George Jeffries, Jimmy Halligan and Paddy Kavanagh.
There's a nice few chairs laid out for the gig tonight. You looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Yeah, looking forward to this night. Should be a good night.
How long will your set be?
About an hour, I think.
Yeah. sea shanties, where do they typically come from?
They were working songs and the sailing ships started off. Some were singing 200 years ago, some of the shanties were sung. A lot of them were British shanties, more of them were adapted by Americans. A lot of slavers, it was about slave songs as well, but mostly they were working songs to keep the hands from to pull up the sails and braces and stuff in unison. For. And then you had four bitters, they were called four bitters. Four bitters with the shanties, that were the songs that were sung in the forecastle by the men themselves when they had time to sing the songs, which was mostly during fine weather when there was no setting or maybe no being sailed or yards, whatever the case was.
Have the shanties grown in popularity of late?
They have, yeah, but there was no shanties as such on the Irish sailing ships, because, as I said before, there was very few big ships in Ireland. There was a company in Dublin who owned a three or four of them, or eight big four-master barks, and they would have shanty men on them, but mostly the small ships like Coastal and that they wouldn't have. But then all the maritime ports in Ireland would have their own songs, their own maritime songs made up by the people who were living within the area itself. About the maritime disasters and whatever the case was, you know.
I heard the old man say, oh, John, Kenakenakatulaye. For today is a holiday. Oh, John, Kenakenakatulaye. Tulaye, oh, Tulaye. John, Kenakenakatulaye.
And you guys are based in Cove?
We're based in Cove.
When did you get together, and like, why sea shanties, and why is there six of you?
Well, that's Jimmy, this one. Jimmy's the man.
Well, it was about 6 years ago, and I had lung cancer at the time, and I was in hospital recovering, and I was thinking, is there anything I wanted to do with my life that I hadn't done? And for years I was thinking of starting a sea shanty group and never had the time to do it. So as soon as I got out of the hospital, I rounded up all these lads who were, first of all, we'll say, great singers, and we all have some connection with the sea. Paddy, here alongside me, was a sea captain in the Irish Navy. I served in the Irish Navy, so did George and Michael Martin. Four of us served in the naval service. I was a shipwright, George was coxswain, Michael Martin was an engineer, and like I said, Paddy was the captain, and the other lads all have connections with the sea that they like sailing, either yachting. Jerry is a great man at kayaking, and two of his sons have represented Ireland in kayaking. Donal is a shipwright by trade and is into the sailing as well, and so as is John. And so I think our love of the sea and our love of the music and the shanties brought us together.
Sally is the girl who comes from Morality.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
Sally is the girl from Shinbone Alley.
Bully on Shinbone Alley.
Hey! Today we're up to around 115 songs that we can sing at will.
Any favourites that stand out for you?
We have quite a few favourites. I think each of us in our own right have our own favourites. I sing All Aboard. It's a song that I wrote over 20 years ago for the opening of the Heritage Centre in Cove, and we're still singing that song today. And thankfully, a few of the other groups around, sea shanty groups, have taken a liking to it, and they're singing it as well. And I do the different versions of The Holy Ground, which is about Cove. And Cove has a great tradition with the sea. Like a lot of young fellas growing up, as soon as they left school, they got on a ship as a cabin boy. Many of them worked their way up to become captains of ships at sea after that. But like, if you go back to when the area was called the Holy Ground, you had sailing ships that stretched from the promenade right down to what is known as the Holy Ground or the Eastern Camber, trading from Cork Harbour to places all over the world.
Shipped on board of a Liverpool liner, way
about the origin of the word Mallgoggers. Jim mentioned there that we served in the Irish Navy and on the minesweepers which we had, there was a Mallgogger, timber structure on the stern of the vessel, and that was composed of a horizontal roller block and a couple of vertical roller blocks, and they were used to contain the warps used in minesweeping and from the ship out over the stern. So that was called a Mallgogger. So that's the origin of the name. It is a great pastime for people our age now to have somewhere to go and to sing. And Michael has just arrived in. Don't worry, lads, it's only the lucky grow old. If you're lucky, you'll catch up with us. Yeah, yeah, we have two CDs out already. Our first one, there was 16 songs on it, and the second one, there was 19 songs. Who knows, maybe for the winter we'll get around to making another one.
Noel Sweeney with the Mallgoggers.